Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green. That's right. Welcome back. We are here another week at the Passionpreneur Podcast. And if you haven't looked online, go ahead and check out our new logo. Have you seen the new logo? What do you think about that? We've got a new design for the Passionpreneur Podcast. We're trying to take this thing to the next level. We're trying to blow this thing up in a good way. We've got a lot of things we want to do with the Passionpreneur Podcast, with Greenhouse Media as a whole. So as we do that, you'll be seeing some changes, not just with the Passionpreneur Podcast, but if you follow me everywhere else, you'll see a lot of different changes coming along with new logos. We have a new Greenhouse Media logo, just trying to tighten things up, trying to make them better, bigger, better, and more professional looking. So I want to thank you all who have ridden with us all this time, and look forward to seeing what the Lord has in store and what the future has in store for us as we grow this brand and things really start to open up. So I want to jump right into it, because if you listened last week, I told you about that what we're going to do for the next couple of weeks is go through some of the writings and the chapters and the teachings from my new book, Leadership University. If you've been living under a rock, perhaps, or you just came back from a 3-year stint in Mars and don't know, I have a new book out. It's called Leadership University. It is 52 weekly leadership lessons on becoming the leader others will beg to follow. And in this book, I give you 52 lessons, one per week, that you can go through and learn and read and meditate on for an entire week on how to grow as a leader. And as a leader, I talk about how to lead yourself first. You can't lead others if you don't know how to lead yourself and how to really master your own domain first. So I'm teaching you all that in this book. And each week you can take the lesson. There's a place you can take notes for the chapters and action steps to put in place on how you can really implement this book. Because see, so many people, you read self-help books, and what do? You get the self-help book and you read it like it's a novel. You read it, you may read it from cover to cover a couple of days. And I hear people all the time, man, I read your book in 2 hours. I went through the whole book in 3 hours, 2 days. And that's wonderful. I'm glad it was that enjoyable that you went through it. But it's really not designed to be read that way. Self-help books aren't designed to be read like novels, because if I'm giving you 15 keys or 20 keys on this situation, 52 lessons, you can't really implement all that in your life in 3 hours. You know, you have to go through and take a bit here, take a bite there, and implement it into your life. So this book was really designed to help you, force you to do it in that way. And of course, you can go ahead and read all of them straight through if you like. But I really wanted to take all of my leadership lessons that I've taught in all of my past books and really give you a roadmap, a game plan that you can go through and read and learn and grow as you read each lesson. So hopefully you go on www.ryancgreen.com. You'll get the book and share it with your team, and you all will get a copy of it. And this will be your manual for the next 12 months on how you all can grow as better leaders on your organization. So I want to get right into it. Before I even do that, I almost forgot to give you the Passionpreneurs website. You know, make sure you go to www.thepassionpreneurs.com. If this is your first time listening, go to the website, sign up for our email list. You can join our Facebook group on the Passionpreneurs.com page. There's a link right there that will take you to our Facebook group where you can join other people just like you, who are looking to do more with their lives and become learn how to live their lives by letting their passions become profitable enterprises for them. So today, what we want to do is I have one question for you. We want to read a chapter from the book again, and this chapter is really a question. And the question is, what are people saying behind your back? What are people saying behind your back? Now, let's get into it. A good word goes a long way. As a leader, you want people to always speak highly of your leadership, aptitude, and character in general. They may not always like the things you do or even the way you do it at times, but people should always be able to speak positively about your leadership and respect you as an effective leader. The best leaders do care what other people think about them, because they know that each person's perception is that person's reality. In leadership, you need people who feel good about you as their leader and trust in the direction you are trying to lead them. You cannot be in every meeting, every function, or every event when your name comes up in order to defend your actions when someone speaks negatively about you. You cannot run commercials saying, "What I really meant to say was," therefore, it is important that you cherish every interaction with others and look at it as another opportunity to spread a positive message about yourself and in turn have those individuals saying good things about you behind your back. When it comes to getting people to speak a good word about you, every single person matters regardless of their social, economic, or professional status. If I were to ask the last waitress who served you about your kindness and generosity, or if I questioned the last cashier who was training about your temper and patience, what would they say behind your back? It's easy to be patient and kind to people whom you feel can help you get ahead in some way, or to our family and friends. But how often do you take for granted those seemingly insignificant interactions with everyday folk? You can never allow yourself to jump on your high horse and think that certain people are beneath you and don't matter to your success. You never know what administrative assistant or cashier may be the sister or nephew of a person of great influence. Studies have shown that people tell others about negative experiences they had with a company 7 out of 10 times, while they only share positive experience with others 3 out of 10 times. It's hard enough to get people to say good things about you, so you must work even harder to be great at what you do in hopes that eventually the word will spread. Having people talk about you behind your back is not so bad, but you better make sure you've given them reason to say good things. And as a leader, you know, I'll put it this way. Let's put it this way. Ask yourself in your job, how many times have you found yourself gossiping or talking about your boss to someone else? Maybe your coworker, maybe your spouse, your family members. How often is it that you're saying good things versus how often is it you're saying bad things? Then ask yourself, if you were the leader, if you were in that position, what would you want your resume to be in people's minds? How often would you want them to be speaking about you in a positive way versus a negative way? See, we can't always be there and explain to the person who's listening what our actions really meant, or even tell the other side of the story and say, well, has she did X, Y, Z, I wouldn't have had to do, you know, A, B, C. So what people say about you behind your back, you know, we grow up with sticks and stones that break our bones, but names will never hurt me. That's a lie. That's a lie. We know for a fact that if you've lived past the age of 3, you know for a fact that words hurt. They hurt you when you hear the words, and even worse, as a leader and as a business owner, words that are bad about you hurt your business. They hurt your reputation. They hurt the way others perceive you. So, you know, you got to get rid of the whole, I don't care what people say about me. You better start caring. You need to care what people are saying about you, because that's the influence that is going to determine your success. How many times do you go and look at referrals before you go and make a purchase? You know, my wife, I love her for this, because she will go and look at reviews before she makes any kind of purchase. Before we stay at any hotel, she's looking at reviews. Before she buys a product, she's looking at reviews. I never did that. I never looked at reviews. I just winged it and took my chances. But, you know, I recently, you know, found a new doctor. And what did I do after I found the location? I looked at the reviews. Let me see what other people were saying about this doctor. And we went to New York and took a trip. And what did I do? I looked at all the reviews on the hotels before I selected one. Because, you know, this is a sidebar, but husbands, you know, if you're planning a vacation or a trip, you better get it right. You better pick that right hotel, that right location, that right experience for your wife. So going back to the subject, what are others saying about you? What is the word on you? What are your reviews looking like? If I were to go to a place where people could review you, what would they say about your character? What would they say about your leadership style? What would they say about your temperament? What would they say about your personality? What would they say about your customer service and how well you do what you say you do? We don't live in a vacuum. We don't live in a world where everyone has to conform to us. They got to get over it. You know, that stuff is good for posting on Instagram, hashtags, whatever, but it's not good for real business. That's not how the real world works. So, you know, what people say about you and how they think about you is going to be critical in you trying to grow as a leader. So think about that. That's going to be your lesson for this week. That's what you're going to meditate on for this week as you grow and as you decide whether or not this book is for you. If you want to become a passionpreneur, if you want to grow as a leader, go to www.ryancgreen.com. Pick up your copy of the book. Go ahead and spread the word, share the book, and let's start caring about what people are saying about you by making sure that we make everyone's experiences with us as good as possible, as positive as possible, to make sure that there's nothing but good things being said about us when we're not around. I'm Ryan. I'll talk to you next week on the Passionpreneurs Podcast. Make sure you go to www.thepassionpreneurs.com to listen to past episodes. Talk to you next week. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, a production of Greenhouse Media. To listen to past episodes and to subscribe to our email list, visit www.thepassionpreneurs.com. I'm Ryan C. Green. Thanks for listening.